We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Grinnell Tiger baseball as we gear up the playoffs for the Grinnell Tigers. Not next week, but the week after that, Friday, July 19th, they'll head down to Centerville. The Tigers, the 3 seed in their particular sub-state. They'll take on Saydell in the first game of their districts. Of course, we'll be there to cover it here on KGRN. Some ball games, though, between now and then as they get ready for a playoff drive. Joining us now is one of the senior leaders for the Grinnell Tiger baseball team, pitcher, catcher, Jaden Gibson, with us here on KGRN. And, Jaden, it's been kind of an unlucky week. You got that game in with Norwalk, but last night, rain in Pella. The previous night, rain in Newton. You got, like, 2 games that are incomplete right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. If you think about it, we're just sitting here not playing any games, but at the same time, we're leading 2 games. So it's kind of just crazy to think about like that. But there's been a lot of rain lately, and very unfortunate for us.
Yeah, it's been kind of a weird year. Of course, you know that you're going to complete the game with Newton on Saturday. Still waiting to determine when you might play Pella again. That'll be determined later on. But, you know, 18-8 record at this point in the season, the 3 seed in your sub-state. I mean, how do you feel overall about this team and where you are at this point in the year?
I feel pretty good about this team. There's a lot of expectations at the beginning of the season. And, you know, we honestly were in areas, and like Parker Johnson, he transferred in. So he's trying to get used to the system. But a lot of people have stepped up this year, and honestly, I don't think we have played to our potential yet. We've had some really good games, and there's been some games where we fell off, for example, like Pella Christian. But what Coach Stenberg wants us to do is play our best baseball in July, and I think that's happening so far. We beat Norwalk, and we were ahead of Newton until that game got called. And then Pella, we were up 6-0, and that game got called. But I think so far we're headed in the right direction.
I guess the Pella Christian stuff is, it could be a little disheartening. You know, coming in, losing all 3 games to the Eagles, that's not kind of what you guys expected, especially that last game, you know, when you had the lead and just gave it up in the later, late there in that ball game. What was the team like coming off of that loss to Pella Christian?
Obviously, most guys were down on themselves, and you know, when you can do things late in the game that could have helped us and we just didn't do it, then you know, your heart's gonna hurt a little bit after that one. But Coach Stenberg after the game just told us, you know, like, sometimes you're gonna be on the good side of that and the bad side of that. Fortunately, that was the bad side of that, and he just made us realize, like, the conference race is pretty much over and the seedings are out and all of that, so now we're just have to go out there and play our game and get better each and every game as we come closer to playing Saydell first round.
Yeah, and before that, I mean, you had your worst start of the year against Dallas Center Grimes in terms of pitching when you lost 10-0. So that must have been a tough start that you had to kind of rebound from a little bit, and you did last week when you shut out Norwalk.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. DCG, that was a tough game, and honestly, I think that was one of my worst starts I've ever had as a pitcher here at Grinnell. But we figured our stuff out and pulled everyone back together and realized, you know, we can't beat ourselves. So, yeah.
Jaden Gibson with us here on 1410 KGRN. And so then after that, coming off that DCG start, Jaden, you rebounded this past Monday against Norwalk, a 3-0 win. You could have gone completely for the shutout, but you went over the pitch count rule, and Jay Cull came in and finished it off for you through the last 6 pitches to get the last out. But in that game, you passed Eli Dunn for the school, a strikeout record as a pitcher. You've thrown more innings than any other Grinnell Tiger pitcher. 238-plus innings, 301 strikeouts. You're closing in also on the all-time wins record for a pitcher. You have 20 right now. The record is 22, so you're tied for second. You still got a ways to go to get the all-time ERA record. Eli Dunn has that, 1.69. You're at 1.91 right now. That's got to be special for you. What does that mean for you to get these pitching records?
Yeah, personally, it means a lot because, like you said, Eli, who held most of these records, was someone who I looked up to as a little kid. Like, if you go to our baseball games, you'll see Luke Hull and Dawson Imhoff running around there. And, you know, I was their age once looking up to Eli. And, you know, hopefully those guys are looking up to me and some of the other players on the team. But, yeah, to break records from someone who I looked up to means a lot. And it's just kind of a special thing to think about and put into perspective.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, that's just the pitching records. You know, you look at your offensive records, you're the all-time school leader in hits. You got 148, all-time leader in at-bats, all-time leader in doubles, all-time leader in RBIs. You're tied for third in Grinnell history with 10 home runs. Nathan Brown has the record with 13, so we'll see how that goes here later in the season. You know, all these, it's got to, how satisfying is it for you, and of these records, which ones kind of mean the most to you?
I think all of them, you know, mean a lot. It just kind of, you know, talking about them makes you think back to all the players you played with and teams you played with, and, you know, like, makes you think of the beginning and where things started. And actually today, you know, I text Garrett Jay, who I played with my eighth grade season, and congratulated him because he actually got engaged. And it's just kind of crazy to think, like, guys like that who I played with are, you know, going off and doing their own thing in life, and I'm here with my final season and the final few games of my career. But yeah, just thinking about all those records and things I've done in the past 5 years is kind of cool and something I'll never forget.
Yeah. When you think back, I mean, you've had five seasons of playing baseball with Grinnell. I mean, when you think back, who are some of the teammates that stand out, and maybe some games, some moments that stand out for you?
Yeah, I could name every single kid I ever played with. There's been a lot of guys who have helped me when I was younger and even when I was in high school. But, you know, guys like Garrett, Jay, Matt Ray, Denton York, Ethan Mitchell, Spencer Moss, guys like those who, you know, have been my friends and will continue to be my friends later in life, really helped me, and it was fun to play with them while it lasted. But, you know, it seems like just yesterday I walked into the clubhouse for the first time, and Matt Ray and Garrett Jay and Ethan, they were all right there in open arms accepting me and teaching me the ropes and what to do. But, yeah, there's been a lot of players and a lot of teams, you know, a lot of coaches. I started out with Chris Kaufman as a coach. He was really good. And really taking things off and put this program in the right direction. But there's been a lot of good things that's happened. In terms of greatest moments, personally, I think throwing that no-hitter last year to my brother, that was pretty cool to experience. And then obviously, last year winning the district final against Knoxville, that was a really special moment for the whole team and the community because there was a lot of people there. But just looking forward, we hope to, you know, top that. Each year I've been here, my eighth grade and freshman year, we lost first round, sophomore year, first round. Last year we made it to the final game, so hopefully we just continue taking steps in the right direction and making it to the goal of going to state.
Jaden Gibson with us here on 1410 KGRN. Yeah, you named out some special moments. I'd say this year your home run at Oskaloosa, that was a pretty special moment, and hopefully there'll be a lot more special moments to come. Let's go back to Eli Dunn a little bit. I mean, of course, he's one of the great athletes that this school has ever seen, and of course went on to quarterback at UNI. But he was, I mean, some people forget what a great baseball player he was. I mean, he's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen with that biting slider of his. You remember what you saw of Eli as a pitcher when you were, you know, before you got into high school?
Yeah, so obviously if you, I mean, He's a great athlete. What I've heard, he's a better person. But yeah, I just remember running around the facility there. He would be pitching, and I would just think it would be cool to watch him, you know. And he did such a great job. And that team, I think the 2012 team was really good, with Jordan Eli, Nate Criswell, Eli Dunn, Joe Schmidt, all those guys. They're really good, and all those guys I looked up to and wanted to be one day. So, I mean, just to put it all into perspective and finally, you know, like, break some of the records he had is really cool to me.
Yeah, well, some of those records I didn't think anybody would break, but here you are, and not that far removed from when Eli played ball. Of course, you're heading now to Western Illinois. It will be a leather neck once you're done with your Grinnell Tiger career. It's got to be exciting, maybe a little scary at the same time. I mean, what are your emotions about going to college and trying to take your game to the next level?
I'm really excited, but you know, like you said, there's some nerves to some of it. Like, I'm obviously nervous to go away from home, but I'm sure once I get into the routine of things and, you know, lifting and practice and all those things, once I get into the routine of doing those, I'll be just fine. But yeah, like you said, I'm gonna try to do everything in my power to, you know, take me as far as baseball will take me. And I mean, it's just, I've been a dream of mine since I was, you know, the young kid looking up to guys like Eli and Jordan Eli and all those guys. So
yeah, and you know, what, give us a little taste of what your new home is going to be like. I mean, what do you understand about the baseball program there? I think we've talked a little bit about it, but not a ton. You know, what type of program does Western Illinois have, and how do you feel like you're going to fit there?
I feel like I'll fit good. So when I go in, they have a catcher on staff right now. He's a first baseman also. But so Western, they had a good season last year. They made the conference tournament. Their catcher last year, who actually graduated this year, was nominated for the Buster Posey Award, which is a pretty good award for catchers all over the nation. But from what I've heard, there's been a lot of great players that have come and, from Western. And actually one of the coaches from Western just left recently. And the new catching coach coming in, his name is Adam McGinnis. He played at Western, but he actually got drafted to the White Sox. So now that his playing days are over, he's decided to come back and help out the Leatherneck family. So that'll be exciting to work with him. And most, like, all of our pitching is back next year. They didn't have one single senior pitcher on staff last year, so it's exciting to have some older arms next year. And from what I've heard, our recruiting class, I think there's 9 or 10 of us coming in, is going to be ranked number one in terms of, like, recruiting classes at Western in the recent past.
When you're, and obviously you're going there as a catcher, pitching probably will be behind you when you get there, as you focus in on catcher. But I'm sure being a pitcher can help you being a catcher, because a lot of times catchers have to handle pitchers. What's the best way that you, maybe at Grinnell, how you handle your own pitchers, and is that something you're going to have to continue to learn, and as you evolve as a catcher, learning to deal with all the pitchers when you get to, you know, D1 ball at Western Illinois?
Yeah, so basically, you can learn a lot from being a pitcher and a catcher. Like, if I look at my competitive side on the mound, and I just think about, you know, what would I want to do in this situation, or what would I want to throw in this situation, and apply that to me being a catcher and what pitches to call, it helps a lot. And then to get a feel, I mean, I've been catching Drew, Owen, and Jake for a long time now, so I have a pretty good feel of what they want to do and when they want to do it. So just to really understand what your pitcher's doing and what they like.
I don't think people realize what's involved with catching. I mean, you don't just sit down behind the plate and just catch a pitcher. I mean, there's a lot of preparation and work that you have to go into it, isn't there? I mean, you have to deal with the pitchers, you have to call the pitches, you have to adjust to what the umpire, how the umpire is calling the game. You have to worry about base runners when they are threatening to steal. I know you usually like to throw behind base runners at times to first or even to third to try and keep them honest. I mean, there's so many little intricacies that I don't think people notice or realize when you're being a catcher.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to think about. Like you said, you have to, you know, understand your pitcher, but at the same time, you know, when there's runners on, you kind of have to be the captain out there. And when your pitcher is, you know, throwing strikes, or I mean, if he's not throwing strikes, it's your job to kind of bring him back in. And at the same time, even if you're frustrated, you still have to have a relationship with the umpire. You know, he can give you calls here and there, but you're going to be sitting back there with him all night. And like you said, it's not just sitting back there. It's, you know, constant pressure on your legs every single night. It's tough catching a doubleheader and then the next night catching another doubleheader or something like that. But, yeah, a lot of people don't see, like, when you come home, you ice your legs. Then you maybe have lifting the next day, and then you ice again because your knees are hurting. It's just constant pressure on your legs all year long that a lot of people don't see or realize. And there's a lot of mental toughness, I think, that goes into being a catcher. And hopefully I'm ready.
Hopefully. I admire what you do, and as a catcher, I admire all catchers. You couldn't pay me enough money to get behind the plate and do all that stuff. I mean, it is a lot. Jaden Gibson with us here on 1410 KGRN. One of the things that I love about baseball is the head game, the battle between the game within the game, the battle between the pitcher and the hitter, and you get it both ways as a pitcher and then as a hitter trying to get into the mind of the pitcher. And, of course, as a catcher, you're trying to get into the mind of the hitter that you're trying to get out. I mean, how is that? That's got to be a thrilling part of baseball when you're able to be successful at that game within the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. The game within the game, like you said, I mean, success in baseball is honestly pretty rare. It's definitely a failure game. So, I mean, anytime you can be successful working with each pitcher, It's huge, and it builds relationships with each other. But, yeah, like catching, we do many different things, like pitch calls or head shakes or anything like that, just to get into the mind of the batter, just to confuse him a little bit or throw him off. And, I mean, this year our pitching staff has been great, and it's obviously worked out quite a bit because our numbers are great pitching.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun to watch these pitchers, and that's definitely the success. How have you felt like this team has overcome some slumps offensively? I mean, there was that one stretch in the season where you just couldn't buy a run, it seemed like. The offense has been up and down throughout the year. It seems like the pitching and the defense have been consistent throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think that's the story, you know, about this team the last few seasons. You know, it's tough. You know, you have guys on the team that love the sport, and you have guys on the team that, you know, it's just another sport. But when you all come together and really, you know, take in what coach is saying and believe what he's saying, then, you know, things can go good. But the top of our order, you know, Blake's really taken off this year, and he's done a great job of being a leadoff hitter. I mean, he gets on so much that it's just nice to have, you know, whether it's a walk or a hit-by-pitch or a base hit. You know, me, Colin, Jake behind him, we love hitting when people are on base. So it's been really great to have him, especially, you know, he had a great season last year. And he obviously had that historic bunt to win the district championship game. But to see Blake really take off is something really cool. And, you know, the bottom of our lineup has also picked up some slack when the top hasn't done much. They've had, you know, a lot of opportunities. There's been a lot of times that they've come through. But, you know, even in the slumps, that's been coached really just nailed down on, you know, just win one pitch at a time. You're not – so the score's 4-0 is there's a guy up to bat and nobody's on, you're not going to hit a home run and it's automatically tough. You just take what's given to you and win one pitch at a time just to put your team into a better position. And I think a lot of guys really, you know, take that to heart and start to believe that here's great.
Yeah, I definitely think that what the bottom of the lineup does the rest of the way will determine how far this team will go. And it doesn't, and like you say, it doesn't have to be a home run, doesn't have to be hit, but it has to be some productive way of contributing, trying to get on base, and setting up you guys at the top of the lineup. And we'll see how that goes throughout the year. And so now, I mean, you're the 3 seed in your sub-state. You got Seidel in the first round, then potentially Centerville and then North Polk. Those are the probable teams that you face on the road to going to the state tournament. No Grinnell team has been to the state tournament since 1983. That's the only time it's ever happened. You know, how do you see this road for this team to kind of do, kind of make history, so to speak?
A lot of the guys on the team are pretty hungry. Last year, we obviously won the district final and got to sub-state, but that loss was, you know, it really hurt a lot of kids on this team. And, you know, people that graduated last year, Ethan, Alex, Spencer, and Nick, obviously they're not going to get an opportunity this year. But, you know, I think our team needs to realize that if we, you know, stay within ourselves and do everything in our power to get there, it's for everyone on the team, this whole community, every single team or player that's been on the team before us and will be on the team after us. You know, it's really for everybody at this point. And to realize the bigger picture, it should be a lot that we should take in and realize, okay, we just need to get there. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's going to be tough, but I think we definitely have the team to do it. Seidel isn't the strongest this year, so hopefully that's a good opener. We obviously aren't hosting this year, and that kind of sucks, but if we beat Seidel and get past them, we would either play Centerville or Clark, like you said. And Colorado is a good team. I think they had a state championship last year, but we're looking at numbers and obviously with our pitching staff, and we feel very confident in whoever we face in our district.
Well, it's going to be a fun ride, no doubt about it. We'll be following it right along here on KGRN. We're next due to go to Williamsburg next Tuesday, and we'll see whether there's some other rainout dates that we can pick up along the way. So, and of course, we got a softball playoff that we got to cover, so we're going to be in the thick of it throughout this month. It's going to be a fun month, and let's hope the Tigers will be standing tall at the very end. Jaden, I really appreciate all the time you gave us here tonight on the Extra Point. Enjoy your 4th of July, and we will be seeing you on the baseball diamond. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's been special the last 5 years.
Jaden Gibson, senior for Grinnell Tiger Baseball, joining us here on our 4th of July edition of the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.